Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news. Joe Biden is sending a lot more arms to Ukraine, at least $800 million worth. More importantly, more heavy offensive arms to repulse that Russian invasion. Very, very poignant statement made from Mariupol. There's a major, Sergei Volina. He is with the Marines, the 36th Marine Brigade, Ukrainian, holed up in the steel mill. And he sent out a video. He said, we have 500 wounded troops here. We have thousands of civilians. We're trapped, surrounded by the Russians who keep bombing. The 36th Marine Brigade is in there, as well as it's called the Azovstack, steel unit. These are people, really good, tough fighters. The Azov Regiment. And they're going to get wiped out. And Putin just announced, and he thinks he's being sly, told the Russians, don't go in and storm them, starve them. So they're holding back. Putin thinks he's going to help himself. If he broke in, he'd lose a lot of troops. And then he'd be in there on TV massacring civilians. So he thinks this is something sneaky that he can get away with. People starve, they'll come running out, like out of the Warsaw ghetto or something, their hands up, little kids with their hands up. Putin put out a statement. You wonder how credible or how credulous the Russian people are, saying that they have rescued 35,000 Ukrainian children who were held captive. These 35,000 children, it's more than that, actually. He kidnapped, taken from their parents into Ukraine. They were captive of their parents and their relatives. He kidnapped them. It's very similar to the Ottoman Empire back in the 16th century. They'd go into Bulgaria and Serbia, kidnap 10-year-olds. That'd be like fourth graders. Kidnap them, take them to Turkey, forcibly convert them, call them Janissaries, send them back to the Balkans to kill their relatives. That's what this animal is doing. That's what this animal, Putin, is doing. We have got to relieve the siege of Mariupol. We have got to get at least food and water in there and reinforcements for those troops, ammunition, take out the wounded and get the medical care. In a modern state, in the 21st century, you cannot sit there from a border nearby. Say, okay, you're not going to do a genocide in this country, but okay, you're doing it there. We're not going to interfere. If you do that, you have no soul. If you do that, you are representing a culture, whether it's in NATO or Europe or the US or anywhere, a culture that stood by and watched a genocide and did nothing to relieve it. You're saying, okay, you are gang raping, carving swastikas on women and burning them, but it's not in NATO country. So we won't do anything. That's not a culture worth preserving. That's not what we are. There was a major misconception early on, fueled by the fact that Biden and the United States has three enemies: Putin, Germany, and the Republican leadership. The Republican leadership is not loyal to the United States. It will stab the United States. It will stab a wartime president. And Biden had to attend to that, attend to the sneakiness of Germany in being soft on Russia and Putin. We have a very strong military. We have a budget of $750 billion. I know the guy is threatening. He rattles the nuclear saber. And he figures, okay, then I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. Well, no, we can't do whatever he wants. We have got to relieve the siege of Mariupol. A lot of the arms we're sending him now to Zelensky should have been sent 6 weeks ago, but for the treason of the Republican Party in this country, but for Germany and these threats from Putin, we are starting to disregard them now, starting to disregard them. I would get a humanitarian corridor, just announce to Putin that's what we're doing to stop a genocide. Surely the Republican people don't want a genocide committed in their name. That's what we're doing. And by the way, don't even think about stopping us. Stand down while we do it. If they don't stand down, give them everything we have. Give them everything we have. In the meantime, we've given the Ukrainians about 20 more planes, and we've done it very covertly and I think intelligently. We should have given them 70 more planes. We should give them missile firing planes that swoop around Mariupol and decimate all of the Russian positions, that attack the ships in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. We sunk the Moscow, I say we, the Ukrainians, from a flatbed truck on the beach. It's a worthless navy. They also hit another ship, hit yet another one before the May 9 celebration in Moscow, hit yet another one the day of the celebration. The genocidal animal Putin has to be dragged out by the mob. But you cannot have these people hold up and stand by and watch a genocide. And you have treasonous Republicans like Trump, like Tucker Carlson, like Pompeo, like Hawley. This is the group of Republicans who would stab a wartime president. They are not taken seriously by a lot of people. Poll just came out saying that Biden is 54% of people said that he is not tough enough with Russia in this thing. 36% he's doing the right thing. 8% too tough. When over half the people say you're not being tough enough, they don't want to hear that the Republican Party is treasonous and knifing you in the back. They know that. They want to hear that Putin is a genocidal sadist. They know that. They want to hear that Germany is chicken and wobbly. They know that. They know that. Get the arms in, get the air cover in, no fly zone over Ukraine. It's not Russian territory, and we're doing it to get a corridor in. And Putin, don't even think of interfering. Don't even think of interfering. Start droning some of the oligarchs, especially the head of the Wagner Group. Any Wagner Group fighter, any Chechenian or Syrian Islamic terrorist there should be executed immediately. They should not be treated as people would be in the rules of war. These are animals. We've got to do something a lot tougher. We're going to the line. CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. As I listen to you, I get more and more frustrated. You know, the sad thing is that you want us to forget what happened in Afghanistan. This wonderful president, and if this is success, I'd hate to see failure. We're not going to forget that we left hundreds of Americans behind and thousands of allies behind. This great commander cut and run. And $85 million worth of equipment left Bagram Air Base. You think we could have used that right now, Matt? You know, and the Republicans are pretty good with their money. Because if you would have listened to your own Democratic treasurer from Obama administration, Larry Summers, he said, don't do what you're going to do. You're going to cause inflation, which hurts lower income people more than anybody. Well, the truth is coming, and you're afraid of it. And John Durham has indictments, and they're coming right at the Democrat Party. So, as you cry that we're terrible wartime people, we don't forget Afghanistan like you have, Matt. This guy is a disaster. He watched Russia build up troops, said that the threat of sanctions were a deterrent. Oh, no, that was his administration, not him. He said sanctions were never meant to deter. So as you say, woke is history. Well, you got to tell the whole story, because we're just failing, and we're failing Ukraine. And this guy is a disaster. So you can claim that we're un-American, but help is on the way in November.
Well, CJ, let me respond. You raised a lot of stuff, and I will just say this: nowhere in what we just said did I hear the name Putin. I heard attacks against our American president, hatred of our American president, but not hatred of Putin. I didn't hear you say that Putin is a genocidal sadist. I didn't hear you say that the siege of Mariupol is genocide, like the Nazi siege of Leningrad in the 1940s. I didn't hear you say that. I didn't hear you say that we should put a no-fly zone over Ukraine. I didn't hear you say that we should beat the Russians. I didn't hear you say that we should take out their ships and their troops, and that we can do it with the Ukrainians, who are very unified and good fighters, simply by giving them the planes and the missiles to do it. I didn't hear you say any of that. What I heard you say is that Biden left hundreds of American citizens in Afghanistan. Let's respond to that. There were more than 30 notices that went out to everybody in Kabul and in Afghanistan. Any American, and that means any green card holder as well as citizen, should be leave immediately. It wasn't hundreds, but some stayed, and they were mostly green card holders. They were all ethnic Afghans. There weren't guys like you and me that just decided to hang around Kabul, okay? And these ethnic Afghans, I respect what they did. They stayed because their ailing parents were there, or their families were there. That was their choice. Biden didn't leave them there. Biden gave them a chance to get out. And then when you immediately segue to the, I'm surprised you didn't raise Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, we're talking about Ukraine, for God's sake. People are being murdered, and you're shining me with Hunter Biden's laptop? No, you didn't do that. You shined me with the Durham investigation. CJ, you got to get better material. You got to get better material. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.